Just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 90 miles a second, so it's reckoned, a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once again to Comedy Playhouse, a home of mirth and merriment brought to you by the good people at Florida Media Labs. And tonight, we've got the mirth makers for you. We've got Colleen Callender, who will be appearing as Verity Bismouth. We've got Glenn Hollidberries as in the Driver's License show and the famous Balinese Blackbird sketch. We've got the Musitron 5000, who will be preparing Oviariotomy for the OCLT contingent, and also prepared with physics jokes that we know you love, all the letters we get on that. Also, I need to mention that the Musitron 5000 is now represented by Muscle Machines of Massachusetts. So any letters for him should be addressed to Muscle Machines of Massachusetts. Ed Welshmertz will be appearing in the Driver's License sketch and also in the Balinese Blackbird. Michael G. Thespian will be appearing in the Balinese Blackbird and the Insulted Senator. Jackie Jo Lee will be appearing also in the Balinese Blackbird and the Insulted Senator as well. Lillian Lemondrops will be appearing in the lead role of the Insulted Senator, the Insulted Senator herself. Amy Artismo will be appearing as Samantha Spade in the Balinese Blackbird, and the Scintillating Sintra will also be appearing in a pivotal role in the Balinese Blackbird. These shows are written, produced, and directed by yours truly, Rick Spisak, for again, the good people at Florida Media Labs. And without any further ado, let me take you to Verity Bismouth with the news. Verity, let's hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Verity Bismouth with the news. Stamp your news coupon now.
Koch Industries have announced the new sales effort to place the latex Justice 9000 street sweeper robot cops in cities across the great land of theirs. Now equipped with stun grenades and rocket launchers, and they now all come shipped with the new Instant Street Justice module, no longer encumbered with the outdated Miranda Logic Streamline with the new takedown technology.
Order yours today.
The latest reports on the nuclear leakage into the Columbia River reveals that, despite Chernobyl-level contamination, the fish seem to be responding very well. Many of the recent catches seem to have been growing feathers, and the extended flippers seem very polar this season. In the city news, the urban planners report that they expect to be able to restore water service to the Kingsland and Queensville gated communities, and hope to expand truck deliveries to several outlying areas as teams of robot police become freed up as the urban poor are relocated to the larger holding areas. The new tattoo stencil has resulted in fewer fever complaints this week, and scientists have changed the ink formula based on revelations from the Ministry of Deacons of the Greater Lakes area. Police officials have reported that the instant awe feature still works remarkably well in most cases, with a great drop in instant off fatalities. In state news, the tunnels have been disinfected after the recent floods, and volunteers are being sought for body removal details. Also in water news, the honey collected from the giant bees in Queens has passed preliminary test and will be distributed in elementary school lunch dispersals. Later, scientists will reveal the results of the chemical test used. The children will not be paid for the beta testing of the serum products created. In foreign news, we have very little to report today about the Northern Front. Activities seem to be popping with both personnel and supplies streaming to the Southern Command. Today's drone report, the reports of enemy movement have confirmed with our patriotic troops more than a match for the tender-footed enemies of the virtuous enemies, who only seem human in the video finders. Mimes have been cleared from the southern highways, but scouts report that the western frontier is a travel.
And now, a word from the sponsor.
Remember, like my mama used to say, it's not special if it's not Special K, Coke brand foodstuffs with a smiling acolyte on the cover. Get your acamines and enzymes for Pure K brand food materials. And now the weather. Acid rain has been increasing over the last 3 weeks, and our staff astrologer warns that drinking anything from the sky will definitely put mud in your eye. Last week's anti-rain warning about your victory garden still stands. Acid levels in the rain has gotten so high that some consumers have begun to complain that paint on their older model cars have begun to streak, although authorities caution about taking these complaints too seriously. Many of the detection equipments have failed due to excessive levels. However, 4 out of 5 dentists survey state there is nothing to worry about as long as you keep your pet indoors.
Punch that news view receipt the second time now.
Thanks for watching, and don't forget to get your water use permit stamped with this week's news code, iWatch 4098-5858 Gamma, so you can request your water rations delivery without questions. Remember, you must get your news stamp if you want today's water ration. Good morning. This has been Verity Bismuth with this evening's mandatory news brief.
And now, the driver's license sketch.
Getting a driver's license today. Take one. Number 865, next window, please. No, next window. Yes, how can I help you?
I need to renew my license.
Renew? You got the paperwork? You know, if we start the process and you fail to complete, you understand a failure to complete with prejudice, don't you?
Yes, I think I have it all.
Okay, now you understand there's dire penalties for the non-complete clause.
Yes, I think so.
You don't want to go there, you know?
Yes, I think I'm ready.
Because, you know...
Let's just get this started.
Okay, now you got your birth certificate, right?
Check.
You got the old license?
Yeah, check.
You got your kindergarten certificate?
Check.
You've got your high school diploma there, yeah?
Check.
You got the employment stamps last year and the last 5 preceding years, unless you was back at the front?
Check.
Were you back at the front the last 5 years?
No, sir. I build drones for the war effort at the Easily Kill factory. You know our song. It's all on the station.
Yeah, you betcha. So you got your marriage stamp.
Still hunting, sir. I do have my rating card, though.
Did I ask you for your rating card? I swear by Monsanto. If you's confuse me and I got to start all over again, I'll stamp you uncooperative and it'll take you 10 years.
No, sir, no. I'm sorry. I'm very...
Because, well, you know, never use mine. Do you have your rating certificate?
I just told you.
I'm sure I didn't hear that.
I just told you?
You mean check?
Yes.
Do you have your voting card? Do you have your water ration card? Do you have your solar ration card?
Yes, yes, yes.
What?
Check, check, check.
That's better. Now, you got this month's news card stamped and up to date, right?
I never miss it, no.
I'm glad of that. We had a ne'er-do-well just this morning who'd missed 2 days. He said he was stranded. It was off the re-education camp for him. You got your energy stamp book?
Check. How long will he be gone?
Now look, put your face in there. Now look, put your face in there and read me the fifth line down there.
Which?
Don't you hear so good? And I gotta put you down because you don't hear so good.
I'm sorry, you said fifth?
That's what I said. Read it.
It's very tiny.
Read it.
L, or it might be 1, or a T, Z, or maybe X, E, or maybe F, or even an R, O, or 0, or maybe A, Y, or H, or K, or possibly R.
Yeah, it's good enough. Look.
How do I? I've been thinking I might apply for new glasses. I mean, I've been saving many stamps to apply.
Good enough, good enough. Look, I'll ask the questions here. Now take out your shoe liners and put them in this bag here.
This bag?
Yeah. Now, roll down your pants so I can see your pubes.
What?
Too many people been staining these hair with stuff and hiding stuff. Now we found that not many people be dying these pubes.
What if I, like, cut them back?
Then you'd be tampering with state's evidence because you don't go asking no questions. You're trying to take my job? You don't want my job. Okay, now, you need to scrape your tongue with this and put that stick there in this bag. This way we knows what you've been eating. Then, we need some earwax for dissing. Now, at least 4 tears from each eye and knees.
Oh?
Now, cut your fingernails from the right hand and your toenails from the left hand, from the left foot, and put those in there.
What do you want me to do with these 4 test tubes?
Well, you fill the red cap one with blood. Use a needle in the tube over there. You fill the yellow cap one with your micturation.
My what?
Your piss. And then the clear one, you fill with perspiration. And
then the brown one?
Yeah. You know what goes in the brown one.
And now, from the good people at the Muscle Machines of Massachusetts, we present our good friend, the Amusatron 5000, with the new OCLT chip in his presentation of Oviariotomy.
Oviariotomy, by Lisa Crowley. I love you, lass, and you alone. What shall I say now? Death and life wrangle before the jasper throne, and cry to God to end the strife. Kind words, a little good advice, patience, and fortitude, and prayer, tracts are so suitable and nice. Dear child, there'll be no parting there, O bourgeoisie, you read no doubt, but still you have a lot to learn. I'm a lover, not a lout. My thoughts take quite another turn. I who have bitten through your skin envy the surgeon who could dip his deft and conscious fingers in your bowels and witch's scornful lip. I would have paddled in you, played childlike and cloudless of your pain. I would have kissed the wound and made a pleasant ripple in your brain. Within the startling lovelier mouth new cut my brother torch should flare, and pour to ease its awful drouth the poison of a bordeller. O fool, not the intimate gives up the secret to the soul. Truth flies beyond, inviolate, and slips beyond the glancing goal. Who probes the body gains the fact, yet leaves an equal fact behind. So gathering for the cataract, roll up the rapid waves of mind. Swift as the light at last they leap into the chasm of despair. Of all their fresh lit force they keep but froth and smoke and empty air. O fool, to deem dissection truth and paint in patches but a blind. The enthusiasm of a youth is worth the sage and cynic mind. O Buddha, couldst thou nowhere rest? A pivot for the universe, must all things be alike confessed? Mere changes, rung upon a curse, I swear, by all the bliss of blue, my shrine with her powder on, is just as false and just as true, as your disgusting skeleton. Each to his taste, if you prefer this loathly brooding on decay, I call it growth, and lovelier, than all the glamours of the day. Which of us likes his house the best? You who find filth on every floor. I, in the privy who attest, a something worthy to adore. The end is you are always sick, you always quarrel with your meat. My raptures follow fast and thick, I even tend to overeat. You would not dally with Doreen, because her fairness was to fade. Because you know the things unclean, that go to make a mortal maid. I, if her rotten corpse were mine, would take it as my natural food. Denying all but the divine, alike in evil and in good. Aspasia may skin me close, and lace load me with disease. Poor pleasures, bitter bargains, those. I still despise Diogenes. Why must the prig be still the judge? The deadly lively's audit life. Ask of the drone about the drudge. Compute the mistress by the wife. Why, because Jesus helps them to. Converted William snumps the king. No doubt the soapy godly crew can turn their hands to anything. Alas, the days of Christ are gone, the callous king supports the snub. Campus slips gush lethon, the schoolboy trickster in the tub. O restless rats, that gnaw the bones of Aristophanes and Paul. Come up to me and Mr. Jones, and see the rapture of it all. This moral sense is sorry's tough. You take the peas, give me the pod. Follow your fancy far enough. At last you'll surely come to God.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was, of course, the Musitron 5000. We have a special guest with us tonight, the incomparable, the unbelievable, Mr. Brandon of Boston. Brandon, how are you tonight, sir?
Well, you know, I can't really complain because, you know, if I did, who would listen, you know? I mean...
And yet, there we are. Brandon, I understand you've brought some charming witticisms for us tonight. Brandon, take it away.
All right. Well, let's see. You know, I was driving the other day, and there was this hitchhiker. So... we're driving along, and I'm looking back in the rearview mirror to see that there's a really big, oversized backpack in the back seat. So I look at the guy sitting next to me, and I said, so, you know, not to be too nosy, what's in the backpack? The guy sitting next to me says, it's none of your dang business. I said, well, hold on, man. I'm not trying to, you know, be hasty here, but if you're going to do that, you can go to the curb. You know, I'll drop you off wherever. So the next curb, I let him off. Drove around the rest of the day and got home and realized that the backpack was in the back of the car.
And then?
You know what was in it?
Have no idea.
Well, good, because it's none of your dang business.
Ha, 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 ha. So what else do you have for us tonight, Brandon?
Oh, let's see. Two whales walk into a bar. The first one says, the second one turns to him and says, Frank, what the hell's wrong with you?
And
that was it. okay, let's see.
Do you have one more for us?
Oh, no, I have a few more. I was just meaning that was the end of that one.
Oh, splendid. Splendid. Give us more, Brandon.
Will do. You know, my grandpa has the heart of a lion and a lifetime ban from the zoo. Why did the blonde keep taking off the soda bottle cap and putting it back on?
No idea.
The bottle cap said, sorry, try again.
And then?
What do you call a bunch of blondes in a freezer?
I don't know. What?
Frosted flakes.
Oh, those blonde jokes. You know, the Amusatron 5000 has a million of them.
Oh, I bet. I bet.
But clearly not of your caliber.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely not any of my caliber. Here's a good one for you. Why don't blind people go skydiving?
Have no idea.
Because it scares the hell out of the dogs.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought that was great. Did you hear the one about the hyena who drank a pint of gravy?
No. What happened?
He was a laughingstock. What do you get when you cross a Tyrannosaurus Rex with fireworks?
I don't know. What do you get?
Dynamite!
Well, I think we've got time for maybe one more.
One more.
Throw another one at us.
Oh. Well, this young actor got his first part in a gig and went home to tell his dad and found his dad and said, Dad, guess what? I just got my first part in a play. I play the part of a man who's been married for 30 years. Father looked at him, said, well, keep at it, son. Maybe one day you'll get a speaking part. That's cute.
Go ahead. One more, sir.
One more. Okay. What do Eskimos get from sitting on ice too long?
Chapped hips?
Not quite. Polaroids.
Well, Brandon, listen, thanks a bunch. That was awesome. I can't believe it. You really wowed them. So, listen, we'll talk to you next time, okay?
Sounds great to me.
Okay, buddy, take care. Next up, the driver license sketch number two.
Driver's license skit number two. Getting a driver's license tomorrow. Number 871, next window, please. 871, next. Are you asleep out there? 871. Okay, fine. 872, next window, please. 872. Oh, hi. Huh. I'm sorry. I'm 871. I was in the loo. I don't care if you was in Martha's. It's too late. 872, next window.
No, I'm 871. Here's my ticket. I'm 871. Oh, I'm really sorry. I was indisposed.
I'm 872. Right here. Here's my ticket.
New or renew?
What about me? I'm 871.
Yous get a free ride to the end of the line, mate. Okay, Yous. You got your paperwork? Everything? If we start the process and you fail to complete, Yous will be in non-compliance. This will start a failure to complete with prejudice investigation. You know what that means.
Yeah, yeah, I have it all right here. Don't you?
You know about the non-complete clause, right?
Yep. Bring it on, chump.
Yous don't want to go there, man.
Let's get moving. Time's a-wasted.
Look, you got your birth certificate?
Yeah.
Yeah? You mean check?
Yeah, check, mate.
You got your old license?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, check.
You got your kindergarten certificate?
My what?
Your kindergarten certificate. You got it?
Sure, sure. Must be in here,
Look, I ain't got all day. Hand it over at the end of the line for yous.
Here, take it. I got an A in Play-Doh Syrah. Good thing the state knows about that. It will certainly impact my driving, don't you think?
Yeah, sure. Like I care. Got your high school diploma there?
Yep.
What? Didn't you mean check?
No, I didn't mean check, and I didn't mean cash, and I don't mean debit. I said, uh-huh. You know, I brought it. Here, take it for Gaia's sake.
Look, you got your employment stamps this year, last year, and the five precedings year, unless you was the back at the front.
No, I was a side dish. Want ketchup with that? Yeah, but yeah. Check.
So, was yous or was you not back at the front in the last 5 years?
I test drones here in the snakes. We at the Easy Kill Factory, you know the time. We kill remote. It's like a boat. Through the clouds we float.
Yeah, I know. While others gloat. Yeah. You married? You got your marriage stamps?
Wounded in action. Killed twice, ain't it nice? And grab your bowels and your vowels. For this and I do not have my rating card. Damaged when they tried stamping it last time and tore it. It's now on back order. Here's the receipt.
Oh, I see. An activist. You got your voting card, your water ration card, your solar ration card?
Yes, burn.
Why?
Check, last week. I used more than my quota of solar. See, my card singed.
Yeah, you got your news card stamped and up to date?
I never miss. How else can you tell what the official lies are?
Look, Weezer, I got my blasphemer stamp right here. One more crack out to you, and you'll be looking at a long stay at the re-education villa, you know what I mean?
Enough. I read you.
You got your energy book stamped?
Uh-huh.
You mean check, am I right? Now put your face in there and read me the fifth line down there.
Fifth, you said?
Oh, so you don't hear so good, neither. I gotta put you down because you ain't hear so good. Read the fifth line, chump.
It's tiny.
Well, can you read it or what?
LXR6R.
Give me those last two again.
A and P.
Close enough. Okay, you take these. To take out your shoe liners and put them in there, this here bag.
This bag?
Okay, now roll your pants down so I can see your pubes.
Lonely Sarge?
Hey, I got that stamp there. You looking for a stay at the villa we're training? People be staying their head stuff with stuff. Not many weirdos be dying it down there, you know what I mean?
Sure, Pops. Take a picture. Ouch!
Yeah. Now, scrape your tongue with this and put that stick there in the bag. This way we know what you've been eating. Then, we need some earwax in this and here. And then, 4 tears from each eyes and knees.
Oh.
Now, you cut your fingernails from the right hand and your toenails from the left foot and put those in there.
What do you want me to do with these 4 test tubes?
Okay. You put some of your blood in the red one. Use that need in the tube over there. Now piss in the yellow one.
And the brown one?
Shit.
That was the driver's license sketch number 2. And now, after special considerations have been made, we bring you the first 3 acts of a new piece called The Balinese Blackbird. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the first 3 acts of The Balinese Blackbird, a Comedy Playhouse special.
Act 1. The scene opens on just another steamy L.A. morning. Sam's had her first cup of coffee, and her secretary's doing busy work to keep up the illusion that there's work in the office. First call of the day.
Bring, bring, bring.
Hello, Spade and Archer. Yes, Miss. How can we help? You say someone's been sneaking around in your lab? You think some papers are missing? Or photos? Photos of what? It might help. Oh, secret photos. Secret photos of what? X-rays. What are X-rays? Oh, you can't tell me? Who do you suspect? Where has the theft taken place? The Cavendish Labs? Don't you have any security there? Who have you told?
A rapid knock on the door signals an interruption and a change in the air. What had been a turgid lump of a morning came suddenly to attention with that knock, knock, knock.
Excuse me, Dr. Franklin. I must get the door.
I'm in trouble, and I need help. Is there anyone here who can help?
Hello, yes. One of our partners is in. Miss Spade is in this morning.
Can I see her right away? I've got trouble, big trouble.
Just one moment. I'll check and see if she can see you now. Wait right here.
The nervous guest paces back and forth in the outer office while the sharply dressed secretary steps into Miss Spade's office to confer with the lounging Miss Spade.
Sam, we got a real looker out here. Got a minute?
I always have a minute for a looker. What's the problem?
I don't know, but he's got a good tailor.
Shoes?
Yeah, he's got shoes.
Polished or beat up?
Polished, two-tones.
Money then.
Money, Sam. Looks like trouble.
Precious. That's what we're here for.
Big trouble.
Precious. Big trouble equals big money. Send him in.
Mrs. Spade, I'm so glad you couldn't see me. I have a problem. My brother left town about 3 months ago with a big blonde from Frisco. At least that's what he said. And I haven't heard from him once. And the only addresses I have is General Delivery. He has important responsibilities back east. Our father's business needs its full board. There are decisions that must be made.
We have ways of tracking these things down.
Oh, that's great.
We've got the milk for tough cookies. In fact, we're widely regarded as the cocoa for tough cookies, Mr.
Shannon O'Shaughnessy.
Mr. O'Shaughnessy, may I call you Shannon? Where are you staying, Rex? In case we need to get any information from you.
At the Carlisle, Miss Spade, over near the docks.
Call me Ellen.
The sign says Sam Spade.
No, it's just to confuse them and keep them off our trail. Them, the audience. Don't get me started. Besides, it's Spade and Archer.
The door swings open and in walks a leggy redhead, Sam's partner, Addie Archer.
Someone called my name?
Addie gives young Rex a good looking over.
Addie, this is our new client, Rex. Rex's brother, he's got a brother, a little mixed up and on the loose.
Well, Rex, if your brother's half the looker you are, he deserves finding.
Addie winks theatrically at Sam.
Addie, settle down. Rex's brother's missing, probably making time with a troubled piece. Goes by Trisha Thursby.
It's Tina.
Sounds like I got some sniffing around to do. I'll go check my sources.
Now, Addie, hasn't told us much yet about his brother.
If he looks anything like this, tall drinker.
Rex, do you have any idea where your brother and this Tilly Thursby might be?
It's Tina, Sam. Tina Thursby. My brother wrote once, and it went on and on. Deep down by the waterfront. She's a fool for fresh lobster.
Call Elaine, please. And Addie, find out if anyone spotted this Trinka Thursby.
It's Tina, Sam. Tina Thursby.
I'm no good at names. Sorry. Tilly, is it?
It's Tina, Sam. Tina Thursby.
Listen, Rex. It's 50 a week plus expenses, and we'll need 2 weeks in advance. Addie, check with Rex here and see if he has any additional questions after you do your sniffing.
Rex, you got dinner plans?
Rex pointedly ignores Archer's dinner invitation.
Will this cover it?
Rex stuffs a wad of bills into Addie's outstretched, carefully manicured claw.
Rex, if you expect to be in this evening, I'll stop around after I check my sources.
In the background, Addie, deep background, in the shadows.
In the shadows, Sam.
Addie watches each step as Rex rises to leave the office, and leers as Rex closes the door behind.
Easy on the eyes, eh, Sam?
Call me Alani.
Addie leaves the office leisurely, leaving just enough time for Rex to think he's alone, and unaware that he's being followed.
No monkey, Addie. This is business.
Addie Archer stops at the door, turns, and winks.
I mean business, Sam.
Call me Evelyn, damn you.
End of Act 1. Act 2. Late that night, Sam goes home after a late dinner. Leafing through her mail, she walks toward her bedroom. Loosening her belt, she kicks off her shoes, which both land mysteriously perfectly upright, and tosses her purse onto the Spanish credenza. Just as she begins to unbutton her dress, the phone rings agitatedly in the otherwise quiet apartment.
Ring, ring, ring.
In a flash, she's across the room, and in just 3 steps grabs the receiver, presses her hair to the speaker, and demands whoever is calling should speak up. She could barely hear them.
Who's this? Speak up. Don't mumble. I can barely hear you. Let me put my dress back on.
McGurk here. Sam, you better get down here. It's Miley. She's caught it.
What's the pitch? Where? How is she?
She's gone, Sam. She's down the hill, just off the coast road. We're at mile marker 72. What was she working on?
She was working with a new client. I'll be right there. I'll see you in 45.
Sam grabs her wrap, slips a fresh dress over her carefully coiffed hair, grabs her purse, and is out the door in not much more than 5 minutes. 45 minutes later, she pulls alongside the road, stops next to the sergeant, who is checking his notes on a clipboard.
Where is she?
The sergeant jerks his thumb down the hill, sloping away from the side of the road.
Looks like she was shot somewhere else and dumped down the hill there. See where the medics are clustered?
Sam walks to the edge of the road, shades her eyes from the passing headlights, looks down the hill, and sees the medics below strapping the corpse to the gurney. She shakes her head sadly and turns silently to walk back toward her Volvo, trademark.
Sam, what was she working on? Who was she following?
She was following a client, Sarge. Why was she dumped here? Don't know. She was on a job.
Sam, she was your partner. Aren't you going to check the body? You don't want to take a closer look. Well, she got it right in the pumper. There's powder burns all over her chest.
Oh, Sarge, your people have seen everything I might have seen.
She was your partner, Sam. You're not interested enough to look? You didn't shoot her, did you, Sam? Rumor has it you're mighty close to her husband. You got two problems.
Sarge, you don't listen to gossip, do you?
Sam, I know what I hear.
I gotta get some sleep. See you, Sarge.
Sam, you gotta tell me who she follows.
Sarge, I gotta go.
Sam, we'll talk soon. Sam, we'll need some more information on what she was working on.
Good night, Sarge.
And Act 3. Sam returns exhausted from a trip out to see Miley's body. A thousand considerations plodded like her tired feet through the memories. Her and Miley in the service. Her and Miley starting the agency. The dangers they'd seen together. The chances they'd taken. The agency moving from Miley's basement to this new office. The dingy old furniture. Sure, it was used, but it was theirs. And her husband... Miley's husband toweling off as he came out of my shower.
She was my partner. I'm supposed to feel something. We just got our names painted on the door last week. I'll have to call Polly and the painter next week. Spade and Archer becomes Sam Spade Detective. Changes.
Arriving at home, Sam kicks off her expensive shoes, walks languidly into the bedroom, drops to the mattress without troubling to get undressed. When she looks down to loosen her dress, she sees the curtain stir, and then the dark muzzle of a pistol protruding menacingly from deep in the folds of the curtain.
Ollie, Ollie, Oxenfreed, Halloween was last week.
Spade, where is the bird?
Sam's expression leaves no doubt she is unimpressed.
What bird? All right, come on out.
Spade, where is the bird? We know you have it.
A hand with polished nails emerges slowly from the curtain. Gun aims straight at Sam, still reclining on the bed, but now resting on one elbow, a bemused look on her face.
Where's your gun, Sam?
You are confused. You have the gun.
Get him up!
The pistol motions toward the ceiling. An elegant woman slowly emerges from the curtain, still aiming the revolver unsteadily on the recumbent Sam. Sam now poised on one elbow, still lying across the bed.
Put that away, unless you're here to shoot my dreams. What bird?
The blackbird, Sam. Where is it?
With barely a change of expression on her face, Sam deftly kicks the revolver from Tripoli's extended hand, rises, twists the still extended arm around behind her would-be attacker, and says,
First, your name.
It's Tripoli.
Bird, are you talking about?
The blackbird that O'Shaughnessy came to see you about.
Sam turns her back on Tripoli, looks back over her shoulder, and asks...
Drink?
I represent certain interests that are interested in an artifact that O'Shaughnessy has been paid to obtain, and now he's holding out for more money, or maybe other bids, we're not sure. These interests shall remain nameless for now. They would be prepared to engage you to get the bird from the unresponsive O'Shaughnessy. Yes. Gin, please.
How interested are these nameless parties?
I am only allowed to offer a substantial retainer, but tell you nothing. If you can get the statue, I will give you $1,000 now, and there's more when you bring it to us. We want the bite.
The blackbird was once fashioned to hide a king's ransom in jewels and sent as a piece of minor statuary from one ancient kingdom to another in warships across the Mediterranean several centuries ago. Lost,
stolen again, lost again, passed from soldiery through pirate hands, through gypsy fingers, only to languish unrecognized through another dozen collectors over the last century. Now, its value recognized, a band of adventurers and scoundrels has mounted an effort to obtain this statue and gain for themselves the hidden wealth once concealed to ransom a king in a now long-forgotten captivity.
You said 1,000 now? Why is this bird so valuable?
1,000 now. It has a collectible value to certain parties that shall remain for now.
As Tripoli counts 10 hundreds from a thick wallet and hands it off to Sam, Sam pockets the money and, detecting a footstep in the hall, turns to the door and opens it.
Come in, Sean. What brings you here at this hour?
Sam glances at her watch, then measures the reaction on Sean's face as he sees Tripoli replacing his wallet.
What's he doing here?
What are you doing here?
I came for the bird, and Spade is going to get it for us.
Sam, is this true? You don't know who Tripoli is. She's tried to kill me before. Sam, you're helping me,
you
right?
You two better start leveling with me, or we aren't getting anywhere.
He's got our money. Either give us the bird, or give us back our money.
You never gave me the full amount. You cheated me. He cheated me, Sam. They tried to kill me. He tried to kill me.
He's lying, Sam. She's trying to trick you.
Make him stop, Sam.
Spade, you're in my employ now. Grab her.
Sam, you're working for me.
Shannon, if you'd have just leveled with me once, just once. But no, you gave me enough money to not ask too many questions, but too much to just investigate a missing person.
Sam, she cheated me.
Tripoli aims a kick at O'Shaughnessy, but misses by a mile.
You're lying!
Settle down, you two. You're like kids.
Shannon O'Shaughnessy kicks at Tripoli now.
Stop him!
Good grief. Who's here now?
Open the door, Spade. What's going on?
Can't we do this in the morning? How about 10? Maybe 11? Let's see some papers, boys. Unless this is a bust.
Let us see.
You're not. Not without some papers.
Sam looks from one cop to the other.
Guess you're coming in.
The cops push past him with guns drawn, charge into the next room. They see Tripoli and O'Shaughnessy struggling.
All right, you two, drop it.
Okay, Spade, let's go. We're all going downtown.
Sam, who are these people? And
look,
what's going on?
Look, those two were going to kill me. Look at that eraser.
You little...
Oh, you're the liar. Where's the boy?
Tripoli points to Spade and O'Shaughnessy.
You little liar!
That's it. Let's go.
Sarge, tell this square to take 5.
1, 2, 3 is a good start, Spade. I don't know what you think you're going to get away with.
It's a 4-bar rest, detective. Can't you two tell when you're being kidded?
Cut the crap. Spade, you're coming with us.
My friends here, Miss Tripoli and O'Shaughnessy, saw you guys tumble out of that squad car below, and we decided we were going to have some fun. So we staged this little ruckus to get your blood flowing. Come on, Sarge, you know me.
Oh, come on, Sam. You expect us to buy that? It's almost 3 in the morning.
I ain't buying
the
nothing.
Lights
you
are much brighter there.
Downtown.
Don't you two have anything better to do than come bopping around here at this hour to roust me? Geez, Sarge.
Be bopping, Sam. Fine. drop by my station tomorrow. We'll continue.
You buying lunch?
On my celery, no cream cheese from me.
End Act 3. Stay tuned next week for the final exciting adventure of the Balinese Blackbird here at Comedy Playhouse.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we transform our scene into a scene from Senator Barbara B. Genderis' office, where we call this adventure The Senator Insulted. Da 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 da.
It's a Monday afternoon, and the Senate is nearly ready to make an early start of it. It has a heavy schedule, and politics are afloat, afoot, afart, all around.
Yes, this is Senator Genderis's office. Yes, I'm sure she'll take your call, Senator. After all, you are chairman of the committee. Those are calls we're ordered to put right through. Could you hold just a second? Yes, just a second. Well, I said, I'll put you right through, but it takes just a second, Senator.
Yes, Dad. Uh-huh. That's the pits, all right. Yes, that'll take, sure, put them on. I haven't been insulted yet today. Wait, just a minute. Let me put my game voice on. Okay, put him through.
Senator Barbara and the calling senator have a history. He had opposed her nomination, he being the senior senator from their northern, formerly industrial state, and selected a gossiping buddy of his to take the junior seat. But in a grassroots upset vote, he had to accept, even pretend to welcome her candidacy, and now her presence in the Senate. He was calling to cultivate, cajole, or threaten her, depending on what he thought might work to support his banking bill, designed to cushion the heat on the bankers' backsides in their home state.
Senator, just one teensy second more.
Senator Barbara's secretary grabs her iPhone, taps a couple of times, stares off into space, and then presses the button on their NASA-approved space-age phone system, allowing the two senators into the ring.
Okay, Senator. She's all yours.
Ah, Senator Wormsworth, what can I do for you?
In the down and dirty of intramural senatorial give and take, senators have to swallow a little and make nice when a deal must be made.
Senator, should I hold your calls?
Fine, Grant.
Senator Wormsworth is the senior senator in her state, but he's a bore.
Senator Wormsworth, what can I do for you? Well, thank you, Senator. Very kind of you to notice. Yes, I've been working out. Thank you.
Senator Wormsworth has a reputation for being too attentive to the women who work in the Senate, colleagues included.
No, Senator, I don't think so. No, I have a meeting this evening. Yes, it's going to be late. No, I don't want to meet for cocktails.
Senator Wormsworth has a very busy social calendar.
Senator Wormsworth, I wish you paid the same attention to the details of your legislation as it is of no consequence what your friend, the plastic surgeon, said. And as a matter of fact, on the contrary, I am rather nonplussed by the plus size and rather preposterous figure you cut as you waddle around the Senate. Many have commented on the gaggle of staffers and the wide load signs that precede you as you lumber around, and I mean around, the Senate offices. Did they have to apply for a special zoning waiver for your offices? I'm sure Capitol engineers spend a boatload of money bracing and reinforcing the floor underneath your office. Have they finished the custom extra-wide bench for your more than supersized backside in the chambers? I can hear your chair groaning every time you settle at your desk between meals. It's a very noisy chair. It keeps some senators awake. Well, I haven't seen you in the Senate gym, that's for sure, and no, I don't care how you get your workout. And, Senator, if I hear one more comment like that, I will personally file charges with the Sergeant of Arms for violation of Senate decorum. I don't care who you know at the NSA and what video file they might have of me. Unpleasant dreams, and, of course, bon appetit.
Wow. Just wow.
I want to thank our very talented actors and actresses in that skit. That was truly awesome. Thank you, one and all. And now, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we bring you the Amusatron 5000.
Engineer and mathematician, what is the difference between a physicist, an engineer, and a mathematician? If an engineer walks into a room and sees a fire in the middle and a bucket of water in the corner, he takes the bucket of water and pours it on the fire and puts it out. If a physicist walks into a room and sees a fire in the middle and a bucket of water in the corner, he takes the bucket of water and pours it eloquently around the fire and lets the fire put itself out. If a mathematician walks into a room and sees a fire in the middle and a bucket of water in the corner, he convinces himself there is a solution and leaves. Dot wife a girlfriend a physicist, a mathematician and a computer scientist discuss what is better, a wife or a girlfriend. The physicist a girlfriend. You still have freedom to experiment. The mathematician a wife. You have security. The computer scientist both. When I am not with my wife, she thinks I'm with my girlfriend. With my girlfriend it's vice versa. And I can be with my computer without anyone disturbing me. Quote, girlfriend, what happened to your girlfriend, that really cute physics major? Quote, she no longer is my girlfriend. I caught her cheating on me. I don't believe that she cheated on you. Well, a couple of nights ago I called her on the phone, and she told me that she was in bed wrestling with three unknowns. Quote, doing it, biologists do it with clones. Botanists do it in the bushes. Zoologists do it with animals. Physicists think about it. Water teacher, what is the formula for water? Student H, I, J, K, L, M, N. Oh, teacher, that's not what I taught you. Student, but you said the formula for water was H2O. Gin water is composed of two gins, oxygen and hydrogen. Oxygen is pure gin. Hydrogen is gin and water. Two atoms are walking down the street. One atom says to the other, hey, I think I lost an electron. The other says, are you sure? Yes, I am positive. Laboratory, you enter the laboratory and see an experiment. How will you know which class is it? If it's green and wiggles, it's biology. If it stinks, it's chemistry. If it doesn't work, it's physics. Rob is a group of organic molecules. We're having a party when a group of robbers broke into the room and stole all of the guests' jewels. A tall, strong man, armed with a machine gun, came into the room and killed the robbers one by one. The guests were very grateful to this man, and they wanted to know who he was. He replied, my name is Bond, Covalent Bond. Sir Hamilton, one day in class, Richard Feynman was talking about angular momentum. He described rotation matrices and mentioned that they did not commute. He said that Sir William Hamilton discovered non-commutivity.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Tune in next week when the Comedy Playhouse, brought to you by Florida Media Labs, brings you another evening of mirth and mind-melding merriment. Thanks so much for joining. I'm your host, Rick Spezak, saying have a great laugh tonight on us. Bye-bye. Nighty-night.